Hallelujah. Come on, give him a hand clap. Give him a praise. Come on, you couldn't hear me, but you knew what I was saying to do. Come on, let's move our hands. He is an awesome God. Come on, somebody reach out like God's going to do it again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited about this service. Amen. Good to have my sweetheart of 31 years with me. Amen. Good to be here, Pastor and Sister Grant and all my friends. Hallelujah. It's awesome to be here in the house of God. Good to see all of our guests here. Praise God. Got an excellent outreach team and people are hungry here. Amen. If you're a guest of ours, we're going to love you all kinds of ways. You're going to come back for at least one of them. Some of you are going to come back just for a legal hug. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to get home and your wife said, I knew I should have hugged him before he left. Praise God. Look at somebody and say, you're going to get the Holy Ghost. No. Look at him and smile and say, you're going to get the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues. No, look at about three or four people. Come on, some of y'all got stiff necks. Come on, turn around and say, you're going to get the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues with me this service. Now, I am in Calvary Gospel Church, right? I mean, this is the Holy Ghost, tongue talking, eye running. I was just wondering if I was at the wrong address. Amen, amen. Praise God. I mean what I'm saying this morning. I'm preaching to you, amen, from the Word of God. If you looked at that person, they looked shocked about you telling them that. That's right. That's why we're here. Hallelujah. Tell them you're not excluded from the blessings of God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you that I was glad when I drove up into the parking lot. I looked like I was from the ozone layer. I've got a friend that we went to graduate school together over here in this corner. Amen. Raise your hand. Praise the Lord. Amen. We went through many a Bible study together. Hallelujah. Amen. And I came onto the parking lot. I had 8-inch blowout hair. I had the red T-shirt that the ballers used to wear, and I wasn't a baller. And I had, Bermuda shorts on. And these people looked at me, amen, like I was a normal person. I wasn't normal, friend. But I tell you what, I'm glad, praise God, amen, 35 years later, 8,500 more people got the Holy Ghost, traveled, amen, 3 or 4 continents. Hallelujah. I can still run through a troop, leap over a wall. I'm still excited, come on, because the Holy Ghost is what we need. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, if you think you're excluded from this Holy Ghost, you're wrong. Because God loves you like he loves me. He loves you like he loves that person across the aisle. Hallelujah. Give 3 people a high five and say, you're going to get the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues with me today. Yes, I've got every reason to believe you're going to get the Holy Ghost. You know why? Because last night in Sun Prairie, 3 more got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. The night before, 2 got the Holy Ghost. The night before that, 1 got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. No, the number's not going down. It's just that I can't pray through pews. Yeah, man, if all of y'all have been up there, I'd be saying 40 got the Holy Ghost. I want you to know that this wasn't done in a corner, and you've got something new coming to your address today. Oh, hallelujah. I'm excited about what God is doing because, friend of mine, I know you can get the Holy Ghost. I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. If 15 could get the Holy Ghost two Sunday nights ago in the Bronx, New York, I said in the Bronx, if you want to know where devils live, go to the Bronx. But oh, there's a mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I thought some of y'all would have shouted over that one. Woo! Come on, somebody. The mighty God in Christ. Hallelujah. One God who's above all, who's through all, and in all of y'all. Yeah, man. I've got a disclaimer. If you don't want the Holy Ghost, you made a grave mistake today. In fact, if you don't want the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, you made the wrong turn, because this church is contagious with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Look at somebody and say, we got a different kind of flu around here. And say, it's too late to run into the parking lot and start your little Volkswagen because you already got it. I saw you tapping your foot over there and smiling and clapping your hands. You're going to be yabba-dabba-doing after a while. No, it's not going to be because of Yogi the Bear. Put that title up there that I'm preaching. Put the title up there right now. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This church is contagious. I believe. Woo! My God. I believe that God's going to get you today. What happened to y'all? Did I lose my support? You should have acted like that when you had that wine bottle and that Jack Daniels in your hand. That old plantation wine used to fall out in. You should have acted like that when you were calling that number from your cell phone. Amen. When your wife wasn't around or your husband wasn't around. And when you talk about being contagious, I want somebody who's got the Holy Ghost to shake my hand, mess up my hairdo. I want somebody. I feel the power of God in this place. Now I got to get this thing done. Oh. Okay, class. Let's start. I'm good, choir. Come on, let's have some mezzo sopranos to help me. Say, I'm going to get the Holy Ghost this. Smack him on the shoulder and say, obey the teacher. Service. What a title, huh? Clap your hands over your wig right now. All right. I don't know, man. I just feel so good. Thank you, Pastor. I'm opening up next week for us. Praise the Lord. How's that for inviting yourself back? Yes, I did brush my teeth this morning. Acts 2:36. Therefore, let all house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Look at your neighbor and say, that's a good question to ask. Come on, look at him right there. If you can say, honey, don't call nobody else's wife, honey. Amen. Say, honey, if you don't know the answer, I got the answer for you. Smile while you do it. Hallelujah. Then Peter said unto them, everybody ought to know this scripture. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor, this is for you. Say, it's always been for you. Amen. How do I know? Because the word says so. Keep reading. For the promise is unto you. I'm going to go Arkansas on you now. You're chilling. And to all that are far off. You started it, Brother Grant. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Somebody say, woo! I can have this for my chilling. That was for all you dignified folk. Amen. It's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If you want that to happen, I want you to put down your Bibles and I want you to clap your hands with all of your might. Hallelujah. Now, before you seat it, oh my, if you're a guest of ours, do you see how energetically people are clapping their hands? Because they've already got visions of laying hands on you and seeing you fall out in the name of Jesus. Say it's going to happen this service. And don't stop bouncing, lady. I want you to keep on jumping up and down. Because when those 10 or 15 get the Holy Ghost around you. Amen. Now, if you believe that with all your heart that, amen, everybody in this place going to get the Holy Ghost, I want you to shout, raise this roof. I want them to hear it in the bar across the street. Shout now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can be seated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm excited about the Lord. When you feel people, when you see people worshiping the Lord, don't think that's strange. I think it's strange if you can come into a place like this, sit down, amen, and fold your legs and keep your mouth shut. I'm going to tell you, if you've been around here 20 years, you ought to be the first one to shout. You ought to be the first one to break a high heel shoe. Hallelujah, because God is in this place. I have come to tell you, amen, that you can and you shall be, not should be, you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I am convinced that it's the will of God for you to have the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues today, not tomorrow. Look, I'm 58 years old now. Thank you very much. You thought I was 35. No Grecian involved. Hallelujah. Eat your heart out, Glenn Rossin. Now, I wouldn't pick on you like that because some of y'all get mad, get that Chicago attitude. I am convinced that there is no reason, all likeness aside, that any person should walk out of this place without the Holy Ghost. Because the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off. I am convinced, every man and woman, amen, in this place, I am convinced that the glory of God is destined to roll through your heart today. That God has your package of the Holy Ghost signed, sealed, delivered, and is gift wrapped, and you're the one that's going to pull the ribbon. Hallelujah, God. Don't mind if I get excited about it, because I'm convinced that it's the will of God that the Comforter get a hold of you and begin to change you from the inside to the outside. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Come on, choir. Say, what a change. What a change in my life. I believe that every bit of confusion, every pound of discouragement, every ounce of frustration can be and will be crushed under the full power of God that is in this room, that's coming upon your life. Come on, somebody help me preach a little while. I said, I believe the power of God. This is not about religion. Religion doesn't even qualify here. There's been no more damage to the, amen, people than religion on the face of the earth. Hello, CNN, MSNBC, or whatever. Amen. We're not about religion. Oh, hallelujah. You must believe. Mark 16, verse 15. Amen. Verse 16 says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. I said, you should believe. There are eternal consequences to not believing. He that believeth and is baptized, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Look, you must believe. Secondly, if you believe, there are mighty things that are coming your way. Amen. That happens to people that believe. These signs shall follow. Woo! I can't get it off my heels. Can't get it off my shoes. Listen to me, huh? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. If you've got the Holy Ghost and you've got Nikes on, there's something that's behind you. Hallelujah. And he says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Listen to me. In my name, they shall cast out devils. I said, in my name, they shall cast out devils. In other words, there's some things you're going to shake off. Woo! I said, there's some things you're going to shake off. Come on, move your protein around and tell somebody you're going to shake off that attitude. Y'all mighty stiff over here. Come on, look at somebody and say, you're going to shake off that attitude. They shall speak with new tongues. I said they shall speak with new tongues. I'm reading out of the Bible. They shall take up serpents. Look, you better have some tongues in you before you even attempt to take up serpents. Oh, praise the Lord. The devil's bigger than you, badder than you, but ain't no God like our God. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm glad what they said. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put in you. Ezekiel 36:26. Hallelujah. And I like the fact that Jesus said, John 7:37, in that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, he said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Oh, praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, God's got a drink for you. Amen. Look back at them. They didn't hear you. Say, God's got a chug-a-lug for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. I feel like there's a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk. Calls the blind to see. Opens prison doors. I command every prison door to be opened right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. And you're going to get the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues in the name of Jesus. God's not changed. The Bible's not changed. And God's got something good for you. But this spake he of the Spirit, that they that believe on him should receive. See, if you believe, you should receive. Isn't that good? It didn't say if you understand all the ins and outs about it. It said if you believe. Didn't say that if you're comfortable with it. It says you believe. Didn't say if mama and him, hey, amen, didn't believe it or believes it. It says if you believe. Oh, yes. But the Bible says if you believe on him, you're supposed to get the Holy Ghost. I mean, that's what it says. I said, that's what it says. I'm going to tell you again. Everybody in this place going to get the Holy Ghost. I said, everything in this place going to get it. Amen. When I preach, amen. When I preach Jesus there in this place I'm going to tell you about, something happened. See, it's where you believe. Amen. I was called several years ago to preach in a denominational church. Man, I don't mind telling you where it was, because I was not always like this. I didn't know. Amen. I can tell you what. Some of the best news that came to me was Pastor John Grant. Oh, hallelujah. Told me about baptism in Jesus' name. Put my head down in the water. Oh, praise God. I thank God for that Tuesday night when I got the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues for an hour and a half. Hallelujah. The campus ministry service. Amen. This particular place was United Methodist Church. I'm not picking on you. I'm just telling you. Amen. That's how I was raised. Amen. I still remember that the pastor called me. Amen. Asked me to preach. Knew what it was. And I preached there several years ago. Amen. Preached the sermon. And when it was all over, there was a lady that came down the aisle. There was something on this shoulder. Said, so what are you going to do now? Hot shot. Because that lady just didn't come down the aisle in excess of 70 years old. She was in a wheelchair. Somebody was pushing her. Hallelujah. You don't talk to me like that and tell me what you're going to do, hot shot, when I got the same God that raised up from the dead. In fact, some of you have forgotten that you were raised from the dead. But God rose you up from the dead. Oh, praise the Lord. Some of you used to shout when nobody else cared. And you're going to get it back. Oh, praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, friend of mine, amen. That lady says, I says, man, what do you want? She says, I got a stomach pain. She says, we begin to pray and she got to heal. I said, God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost, lady. Would you like to have it? She says, yes. And God filled her with the Holy Ghost. She said, what else? I said, what else do you want? She says, I want to walk. Amen. So we had her lay hands on her knees. Hallelujah. We prayed for her knees. We pulled the pedals back. She popped out of the chair. What I did know is that they had brought her out of an ambulance that was waiting, that she was already in the ambulance. They said, excuse me. Oh, he's given an altar call. Can you wait? Amen. Well, she went back. She got out of that wheelchair, and she rumbled herself down the aisle and said, sorry, I don't need you anymore. Come on, hang in there with me. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying, see, you've got to believe. Oh, praise God. When people saw that, which was not normal in their situation, amen, I'm going to tell you what. If you'll understand, it's faith that comes out of your heart. You don't need any box. You don't need any limitations on God. We sing songs. God will do what he said it will do. We need to let God go. Hallelujah. 12 people got the Holy Ghost in that service. People got healed, came off their canes. And this is what I'll never forget. A grandmother stood up and she testified. She says, my daughter, granddaughter standing beside me, looked up at me a while ago. And she says, grandma, is this really real? Look at here. When that's not part of your experience, that God, amen, casts out devils, that he heals people, that he delivers people, of course you're going to think it's not real. But oh, friend of mine, he's real. He's real. I know he's real. She looked back at her granddaughter. She said, I told my granddaughter, yes, honey, it's real. It's real. Oh, praise the Lord. And so what I'm saying to you, that when we preach there, faith began to arise. People began to believe, and they got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, came out of the wheelchair, got heart issues healed. Some of my brothers
of friends got the Holy Ghost, you may see something today you don't understand, and you're certainly going to feel something that you may not understand. But I'm going to tell you, you need to push aside doubt, push aside pride, push aside religion, and say, God, here I am. Here I am. And start believing. Would you throw your hands up in the name of the Lord? Let me go a little further. There's nothing like this. It goes beyond all cultures. It goes beyond all backgrounds. It can't be put into a box. It can't be made to fit into your ideology. It's God and it's all God. Tell three people beside you. Say, it's God and it's all God. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. How many of you didn't even know about the Holy Ghost? But somebody dragged you here. They bribed you with a chocolate cake and an apple pie. They say, just come to my church. Oh, praise God. There she is right there. I don't know if it's the chocolate cake or the apple pie, but shout yes if you're glad somebody brought you here. Oh, praise the Lord. And it's his way, or it's no way. You can't fight it. The Holy Ghost is here for you, and you're going to speak with tongues. Amen. As the Spirit gives utterance this morning. Somebody clap their hands unto the Lord. See if you believe. I still remember being in Papua New Guinea. It's a long time ago, Brother Grant. He was a deaf mute. I didn't know he's a deaf mute. All I know is on top of that little hill, 12 of them got the Holy Ghost that night. But when they told me that that man over on the end, in the corner, amen, just getting with it, or praise God, speaking in tongues, he was a deaf mute. That means he couldn't see and he couldn't speak. But God that's here today is a God of the impossible. Oh, praise the Lord. You need the Holy Ghost. You may not be able to relate to that, but see, when you said it's impossible for my child to get saved, you need the Holy Ghost. When you said it's impossible for me to sleep at night and get rid of this stress, you need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If you say it's impossible to keep my the marriage out of the divorce court, you need the Holy Ghost. I said you need the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. He got the Holy Ghost. In fact, ideologies can't hold it back. I can still remember the Muslim lady in Rhode Island grabbing my elbow on the way out. Said, sir, I came here Muslim. I'm leaving here a Holy Ghost-filled Christian. Hallelujah, God. The moment you begin to shout the name of Jesus without pride and fear, amen, you're going to begin to make sounds, amen, that never understood before. Sounds that you didn't understand. I'm not asking you to come here to sign the membership roll. That's not what I'm asking. That's not what I'm gunning for. Because God is so big. God knows how to talk to you. God knows how to lead you. God knows how to guide you. Come on. How many know? Oh, praise God. You got a little bit better sense now that you got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Mama didn't know nothing before. Daddy didn't know nothing before. Hallelujah. Your leaders didn't know anything before. But when you got the Holy Ghost, seems like you got some sense. Because the Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you into all truth. Come on, in the name of the Lord, in just a minute, somebody's going to be speaking in tongues. Come on, you need to let go of it right now, in the name of the Lord. Don't let it get settled in this place. Lift up your hands right now and lift up your voice and say, God, let it happen. Let it happen. Let it happen. You don't even know right from wrong until you get the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will reveal. It will bring revelation. Amen. Whoever said that you have to know everything about the Holy Ghost in order to get it. Whoever said you got to know everything about it to get it. But I can tell you what. You may not know everything about it. But amen. You can get it. Let me back up here. Oh, praise God. Said Brother Crowder, I didn't even know about it. I didn't come here to get that. But let me tell you what, you came here, you were parked here on this Sunday morning because you had a need in your life. Oh, praise the Lord. You had a need in your life. You may have not known why you're here, but now that you're here, it was more than just the choir. It was more than just the sweet singing up here. It was more than what you're hearing through the microphone. You're looking at that neighbor saying, what was that that just passed me? What was that that just touched me? How come my depression is gone? How come I don't want to take that pill anymore? How come I don't want to shoot myself like I had planned after church? Come on, somebody. You came here with a need. And God knows that you're here. That's why we need to stir it up and let the wind of the Holy Ghost move through this house. And let God meet that need. I feel faith in this house. God has, look, I'm going to tell you that God has no greater desire than every man and woman in this place. Tap your neighbor on the shoulder and say, I think he's talking about you. That's right. Some of y'all say, he's talking about me. Yes, I am. Tap your neighbor on the shoulder. Come on, girls over there, help me now. Tap your neighbor on the shoulder. That's right. You think I didn't see you? Oh, praise the Lord. Tap your neighbor on the shoulder. Say, he's talking about you. There's no greater desire that God has than for every man, every woman, every child, say that. Amen. So you're not balancing your checkbook. Say every man. Say it like you mean it. Say every man. Come on, cool. Help me out. Every man. Say every man. Every woman. Every child. God's will is for you to have the Holy Ghost. Throw your hands up and let your loudest shout out. That's not your loudest shout. You shouted louder than that for the Badgers when they were losing. Let your loudest shout out. Come on, somebody. I'm not trying to make you feel uncomfortable, but let your loudest shout out. Come on. I want you to let your loudest shout out. Come on. This ain't time to act cute. Come on. Let your loudest shout out. Because I assure you that God has a dose of the Holy Ghost that's got your name on it. Come on, somebody. Somebody in the back of the church. Somebody in the front of the church. And I assure you, it's a miracle working Holy Ghost. Somebody's being healed by that Holy Ghost right now. I feel faith in this house. Now I'm going to ask for a little honesty here. I'm asking for a little honesty here. If you're a tongue talker, those strange sounds that you're hearing in this building, amen. Somebody says, well, that's strange. Is it? What about when your baby was wagging his tongue when it was born? Was that strange? Born again. Hallelujah. Born of the water, born of the spirit. Did you know, listen to me. Did you know that every person in this place was born through water? So why should you think it's strange that you were born again? You got to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Now listen to me now. Oh, praise the Lord. You say, I wasn't born in any water. Really? Your mama said, get me to the hospital because my water broke. And she got a wet front seat to prove it. Hallelujah. And so you got the water, and then when that baby comes out, there's a wah. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, you can't come like a college professor. If you're a college professor, I'm not picking on you. Amen. I'm just saying, turn to your neighbor and say, you got to let your tongue come like a little baby. If you're a tongue talker, you know that God's good, and you know you'd like to get some more of this Holy Ghost, I want you to raise up your hand in the name of the Lord. Now, you're going to do something now that you raise up your hand. Now, if you're here today, you've never received the Holy Ghost, hear me. It may be new to you. It may be unusual for you. Somebody's praying. It may be foreign to you, but you know there's a need in your life. And you're willing to at least say, God, I don't know all of what I want, but I know I want you. Look, we can't be far off course because Mary spoke in tongues. Peter spoke in tongues. James spoke in tongues. Bartholomew spoke in tongues. In fact, all the apostles and their families spoke in tongues. Hallelujah. And some of y'all's mom and them spoke in tongues. I'm telling you in the name of Jesus. Now, you came because you had a need from God. You don't know what it is, but you're willing. Hear me now. You're willing to give God a chance. Every eye closed right now. You're willing to give God a chance. You've never spoken in tongues. This place is baptized with honesty right now. You're saying, I'm going to give God an opportunity. Slip your hand up. Praise the Lord. Hands are going up all over this place. You've never spoken with tongues before. You've never spoken with tongues before. There's one. There's two. There's three. There's four. There's five. There's six. There's seven. Raise it up high. There's eight. There's nine. There's 10. There's 11. There's 12. Somebody worship the Lord here for a moment. He tarabosai. There's more here. Hallelujah. I say there's more. Come on, I know there's more than 10. Amen. You're saying, I'm willing to give God an opportunity. I'm willing to give God a chance. Come on, every eye closed, lift up your hand wherever you are in this place in the name of the Lord. Lift up your hand. There it is. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, praise the Lord. There's a man back there. Say, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. That's at least 15. In Jesus' name, there's another one. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Now, listen to me. I'm not trying to embarrass you. But Jesus said you got to go to Jerusalem. In other words, when they went to Jerusalem, they got the Holy Ghost. Now, this is what I'm saying to you. What I'm really saying to you is the same thing that Jesus said. If you do something, you got to do something to get something. Amen. They went to Jerusalem, and they got what they were looking for. I'm going to have you to do something here. He asked them to do something. And what they had to do, they're saying, Jerusalem? That's a deadly place. Look, when you die in repentance, amen, it's not death. It's not death, but it's on the way to resurrection. They had to swallow their pride. They had to swallow their doubt. They had to swallow their fears. Amen. They had to rationalize in their mind. Amen. Should I do this? I'm telling you the name of the Lord Jesus. Hear me now. One act of obedience. Amen. Birthed what has been on the earth for thousands of years now. Oh, praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, it's time to obey. The Holy Ghost is given to them that obey him. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands right now. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet right now, the name of the Lord. Stand to your feet, lift up your hands right now, the name of the Lord. Come on, somebody lift up their hands. Somebody lift up their hands. Say, Jesus, have your way. Say, Jesus, have your way in my row. Jesus, have your way in my pew. Come on, there's many more people in this place in the name of Jesus Christ. There's people that are going to get renewed, and there are going to people that don't get the Holy Ghost for the first time. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord God. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, every preacher, every deacon, every leader, come on, lift up your hands and pray. Every prayer warrior, in the name of Jesus, devil, you're a liar. God is in this room. Oh, praise God. Now, in a minute, amen, I want to have you that raise your hands. First, those that raise their hands, that say, I want to have a refilling. Amen, I want to have more. Amen, that I'm going to get the Holy Ghost. Get more of the Holy Ghost, you're going to come. And those that have raised their hand for the very first time, amen, you're going to come. The ones that are coming for more, then you can stand where you want to. But we're going to save room. We're going to have some chairs, amen, out here. And you come, if you've never spoken in tongues before, come and sit in that chair. And God is going to fill you. Oh, praise the Lord. Listen to me. I can tell you what, amen, people sat in chairs in Bridgeport, Connecticut, just a few weeks ago, and people got the Holy Ghost. Some of them got the Holy Ghost that didn't even understand me. They were Spanish, but God filled them with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, God. Now, If you raise your hand saying you want to have a refilling of the Holy Ghost, amen, you're going to come as well. Hallelujah. Come, put those chairs out here quickly. In Jesus' name. Every second, in a few seconds, every man, someone say every man. Say every man. Every woman. Get them out quickly, gentlemen. Amen. You'll speak with sounds that you didn't have never spoken before. When your baby was born, amen, basically, your baby was born into the world, and there were strange sounds as your baby spoke. No baby in England speaks English. No baby in the U.S. speaks English. No baby in China speaks Chinese. All of them speak very similarly. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, when you receive it, you're going to feel something in your heart, and it's going to begin to bubble up when you lay aside everything. Amen. And you really reach out to the Lord. I'm going to tell you, and something's going to bubble up, and your tongue is going to feel, amen. You begin to yield your tongue. It may sound weird. I'm going to be honest with you, but you let that tongue go, and those strange sounds will come through. And when you begin to speak those strange sounds, that's the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. If you believe that everybody's going to get the Holy Ghost here, I want you to shout, amen unto God. Thank you, Lord. Now, when I tell you to come, amen. When I tell you to come, you that raise up your hand, I want you to come all at once. These chairs are for those that have never spoken in tongues before. I want every minister, every person that's part of the prayer team, amen, I want you to come up front and line up upon this altar, amen, facing the front. In Jesus' name. When I tell you to come, I want you to move, amen, quickly. Amen, there's going to be a traffic jam. Don't knock somebody over. But every person, I want you to begin to move in Jesus' name. You that never spoken in tongues before, come take a seat. Every one of these seats is going to be filled. Hallelujah. Here, I'm about to tell you to come. Amen. Come now. Come now. Come. Wait a minute. You didn't hear me. If you held your hand up saying, I want some more of the Holy Ghost, come now in the name of the Lord. We're all going to come at once. Come now in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Come on, there are people that are coming for the first time. Come on, don't hold back. Come now in the name of the Lord. Step out. Take somebody by the hand. Say, come. You're going to come with me. Here, they're lining up. Come on, quickly. Somebody clap their hands unto the Lord. This took courage. We're going to have some more seats. We're going to have some more chairs. Quickly, clap your hands unto the Lord. Come on, church. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, clap your hands. Somebody in the back of the church, don't be a stargazer, be a Jesus praiser. Come on, clap your hands like you really mean it. We need more chairs. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. As you're seated, I want you to clap your hands and put your mind on God right now, in the name of the Lord. Now, quickly, hear me. Amen. Now, if you're here without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there are more chairs, amen, that are coming out. Oh, praise God. When the chairs come out, amen, automatically fill those. How many can feel the presence of God in this room? Look at three people and say, there's a miracle about to happen. Say it with all your heart. Come on, there's a miracle about to happen. Hallelujah. There's going to be five things I'm going to ask you to do. Oh, praise God. First of all, before I give you those five things, I want the rest of these in the back. Amen. I want them to clear out and come down, amen, in these rows. Come on, clear out. Come down in these rows. That's right. They're coming. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You got one open chair right here in the name of the Lord. Come. People are cooperating with the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Clap your